Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian sensation of beard and water. Why?
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, Saya.
Day.
Nikki Skates, how are we?
How we doing?
Good, yourself?
Good.
Better than fucking Harry Carey?
Harry Carey did have a great night.
He did not. Fuck.
What happened, Paul?
They're up 3-0. Huh? They pissed their pants.
Jesus Christ, lost how does that three. Happen?
What do you want?
How's that happen?
Playoffs. Clinch the playoffs. Didn't care.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Vegas
before
lost.
The game, or?
What's that?
All yeah, they had to do Vegas was, fucking blew it. That one was really hurt because we didn't touch the stars.
All they had to do was get a point. They're just playing for a tie. They literally put three in their own net. They're like, we don't want Harry Terry to lose. Want this guy to get a win. Might
Ben,
be in trouble. Might
Ben,
be in
how
trouble.
You doing today? How you feeling today after fucking putting a whole mock together?
I'm feeling absolutely fantastic. 2-1 the NBA last night as well.
Okay,
so
nice.
We're just moving.
I was 1-0, the under 217 hit 216.
Ooh.
That first game.
Teaser hit.
Teaser hit. There you go. Not a great night on the diamond for me. A lot of runs in the first inning last night.
A lot of runs in the fifth inning as well.
Yeah.
I've been getting got lately.
I tell you at the beginning of the season? I said I've been getting fucked in the fifth inning. You said it hasn't happened to me yet.
Yeah, well, we're in it. I just got with the fucking Padres. Gave up 2 in the fifth.
Padres down 2-1 to the Reds in the sixth. Yeah, that happened. Brewers are up 1-0 on the Pirates. So if you were on plus a half Pirates there in the fifth, you lost that one. Orioles and Yankees.
What's going on there?
2-0 Yanks. I was thinking about taking Zimmerman's been unbelievable.
Yep.
Tyone's been okay, but yeah, Orioles are up 2-0 in the fourth. Phillies are up 3-0 with Wheeler in the fifth. Marlins and Nats are 1-1 in the fifth. Twins are up 2-1 in the fourth. Mariners 1-1 in the fourth.
Yeah. I'm on Mariners plus a half and Marlins money
Let's
line.
See how I am doing today.
That ain't coming home.
I didn't put them out today. I just didn't fucking feel like it, to be honest.
I felt good about the ones today.
So obviously we're both on Mariners plus a half in the fifth. That's in the fifth right now.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, end of four.
Top so,
four.
Yeah, we need that one to stay the same. Where is this? I got Astros and Rangers first inning tie, which I forgot. I don't know why I was doing no run, first inning tie. Thank you to whoever reminded me on that on Twitter. Padres plus a half lost. Buccos plus a half lost. Did have first inning tie for Yankees and Orioles, Tigers and Twins, Astros and Rangers, and Royals and White Sox, which I believe is about to lose.
Yeah, I got the Astros right now as well.
Okay.
Verlander.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kopech, who's been good, is not off to a hot start.
Yeah, that game scared me. You can't lay what they're asking you to lay with the White Sox, and I also don't feel comfortable betting against them with the or with the Royals. So
yeah.
It's a mood point for me, you know what I'm saying.
So today's hammer down schedule. It's gonna be quick. We got the Draft Spectacular live tonight at 8:00.
Hell yeah.
YouTube.com/Pat McAfee Show. At 7:45 we have an airing of the Foxy Flick vlog of Super Bowl week. So make sure you tune in for that. So we're going to do this quickly because we got a bunch of shit to do for tonight, obviously. And it works out. It was a getaway day in the MLB. There's only a couple games tonight for the MLB. How many? What's the NHL slate? Can't be.
It's pretty big, actually. But I don't have a lot of picks, so we'll get through it.
And hard. Nothing really means. There's a lot that doesn't mean anything. And then we have the NBA tonight as well. Any footy for tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
No.
No footy for tomorrow.
No. Big slate. Sorry.
Any last draft stuff for tonight that anybody's seen or taken? Trevon Walker's up to 450 as the number one overall.
I have a little draft nugget at plus 1700. A little sprinkle here: Kyle Hamilton to be drafted by the Commanders. Trent McDuffie to be drafted by the Vikings. That is all the way at the bottom of popular. Little parlay.
Would you like because? That Stingley is and Sauce will be gone. Vikings still need a corner, and Kyle Hamilton at 11, I think, is a steal.
After listening to Move the Sticks, I will take Saints first drafted player quarterback plus 210.
That's pretty good.
That seems low.
That's smart.
Right? Like, you think it's...
I thought it would have been way higher. Like
plus 4 or 5. Yeah. Yeah. There's a chance.
Okay. So let's do that. And then...
I know...
there's one other one.
I know Connor likes team draft specials for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Either to take a linebacker or corner. And that is plus 340 for corner or plus 380 for linebacker for the Pats. You can take both of those, get money on both of those. Let me look at the Steelers real quick. Just quarterback is minus 125.
We're not taking Thibodeau to be a top three pick at plus 125.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
we need the Lions to take him.
Yeah,
like just for the good of the show, we need.
Yeah,
we
need, would be sweet.
That would be fucking would electric. Be
fucking sweet.
It would be awesome. Give me where's Thibodeau at two? Where's the odds on that?
Number two.
I'm gonna take a flop. No, I'm not.
Number two overall pick. See, Thibodeau is only plus 150.
Who's Hutchinson's minus, and then minus then 210, Thibodeau.
Then plus 150.
Yeah. I was going to take a flyer on the Steelers at wideout at plus 850.
Yeah.
But they didn't bring in any wideouts for meetings, so I don't know.
Feels like the blood's in the water right now.
For?
Just in general.
Oh, it's in the water. It's in the water. Tonight, I mean, I love betting on the draft. As far as betting on the draft goes, this has been the hardest year so far, I think, just because nobody knows anything.
Yeah.
But that means there's also some value out there. So it will also be, we'll be doing some of that stuff tonight as well on the Draft Spectacular as far as gambling is concerned. Let's go to the NBA for tonight. What do we got here? Sixers, Raptors,
three-piece.
Suns, Pels, Mavs, Jazz. Man, the Sixers have really fallen apart, huh?
Yeah, give me the Raps plus 1.5.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Enough drama for that.
Yeah. If you look at how this series has gone.
I know.
Like, the Sixers aren't scoring.
I know. Harden's dead.
Yeah. Harden is playing
and if
fucking horrid. Embiid's
banged up. I mean, good luck, man.
Yeah, I think I'll just stay away Raptors from that one. Raptors
getting most of their players back. Give me a... Is Van Fleet still out? For whatever reason, they played well without Van Fleet.
Let me look.
So it's not really a concern.
I have one pick for tonight.
I got three.
Okay. Toronto and Philly, Van Fleet is a game time decision.
Okay. Either way, give me the Raptors getting 1.5 at home. Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
Mate, you doing anything in that one?
No, I don't like it.
Okay. Phoenix is what? 2-point favorites?
Yeah.
Going into New Orleans, where New Orleans has played them well in New Orleans. Booker's still out. I don't want to touch that one either.
Give me Suns money line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm on Suns money line minus 134. Come on, Chris Paul, let's go. Yeah.
And then the one that I want is Dallas. I've liked Dallas this entire series. I'm going to still like Dallas. Yeah. Donovan Mitchell's a game time decision. I will take Dallas as the money line minus 116.
Minus 116 sounds very short.
Give me
the Mavs money line.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Are you doing anything there?
Team Ryan. Okay, Team Ryan. Yep, I'm on Mavs money line with you guys.
Okay, cool. So Gumpy's on the Raptors, the Suns, and the Mavs.
Yes, sir.
I'm on just the Mavs. Mitt, you are on the Suns and Mavs?
Suns and Mavs, yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So it feels good.
Yeah.
Feels right.
Probably not going to see many minutes of those tonight.
No, definitely not.
Maybe before the draft starts. Let's go to baseball. There is a 307 between Bo Sox in Toronto, Garrett Whitlock and Alex Manoah. I wanted nothing of that.
If you know of Garrett Whitlock.
I know of him.
You know he's an absolute stud. Red Sox got Cora back last night. They were 1-5 without Cora. Red Sox beat the shit out of the Blue Jays last night. Give me the Red Sox first 5 plus a half. Thank you.
That's interesting.
You don't like that one there?
Just, hey, I don't know baseball. You know, yeah, this is your sport. I'm just
Whitlock is a fucking weapon, dude. He's filth. He's absolute filth.
He's not going to go more than what, two, though, right?
No, he goes four. He went four last time out, and he hasn't pitched since. Might even, hey.
You know what, Gumpy? I'm going to take this one.
There you go.
Okay.
Can't wait to get shit on for it. Whitlock is 1-0 with a .66 ERA.
Oh, yeah.
Run line or money line?
Plus a half, five. Manoah is 3-0 with a 2 ERA, but I mean, Garrett Whitlock, 18 Ks, 2 walks. Come on.
That's what I'm staying away. The Guardians are quickly fading.
Hey.
And I'm going to stay away from them and the Angels at 4:07 p.m.
Ride with the horse that got us here. Give me Cal Quantrill.
Listen, if it was game 153, yeah, I would ride with the horse that got us here.
Guardians, Quantrill was good to me last year, too. I've been riding him for a long time. Give me, Detmers, don't care. Give me the Guardians first 5+.5.
I hate this fucking pick.
You're taking the Cubbies, aren't you?
I'm taking the Cubs. Here's why. Smiley's been good.
Wright has not.
Well, no, he's actually been pretty fucking good, too. Kyle Wright has gone 6 and given up none, 5 and given up 2, 6 and given up none.
Jeez.
Yeah, so pretty good. That's why I don't like this one. Smiley was 5-0, 4 2/3-0, had a bad outing against the Buccas, went 5 and gave up 4. Looking for a bounce back from Smiley. However, against righties, and this is why I'm taking it,
course, fucking Padres.
Well, here, I'll say this. Against lefties, Atlanta is...
Acuna tonight?
He is, apparently, which is not good. Jeez. Is 18th. Versus righties, okay. This might shock you. Chicago Cubs are number one in the league. Batting almost .300 versus righties.
Jeez.
So I'll take the +.5 with the Cubbies tonight.
I'll sit that one out.
Yeah, it's probably smart.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's absolutely probably smart. Last game of the night is D-backs and Cards, Humberto Castellanos and Dakota Hudson. I didn't want any of that either.
No, thanks.
Okay. So for the rest of the day, I am just on the Cubbies +.5.
Red Sox +.5 and Guardians +.5.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Tomorrow, don't worry, we'll be back for Picks Friday, and there is a full slate of baseball.
Full lot of footy this weekend.
Too. And footy, we'll run through all of that. Let's go to the ice right now. One, two, there is quite a...
There's a lot
decent,
of games.
There's a decent amount of games.
But only a handful mean anything. We'll go through them all. But
is Isles Caps a rematch of the other night?
It is a rematch of the other night. The Isles got the best of the Caps. They Ovechkin did. Not playing again tonight, but this time Caps are on the road.
I've learned my lesson. I'm staying away.
I will actually take the Caps in this one.
They're better on the road, right?
They are better on the road. Not that they're bad at home, but they've got the best road record in the league. And even without Ovechkin, they're a dangerous team. I think they'll want to make up for that loss against the Islanders.
Yeah.
And I like them. I like them here on the road. Money line -128.
Panthers being only .235 against the Sens feels short. Is there a reason?
Florida doesn't really have anything to play for. They can score, but you just don't know if they're going to go out and ramp it up or if they're just going to go out there and skate around and just try to not get hurt or anything. But okay. I mean, still 13-2 in their last 15, 5-1 in their last 6 on the road. Spencer Knight, I believe, is starting, so they're giving Bob the night off. So that's always something to look at too. I'm staying away from that one.
Total was 7 on that one, which is high. Lightning are going on the Jackets.
This one's intriguing. Tampa Bay 5-0 in their last 5 when playing Columbus. Columbus 8-2 against the spread against Tampa. I was going to go Tampa puck line, but then I noticed Brian Elliott, the backup for Tampa, is in. I will take Tampa 60-minute line. It's -160.
Okay. Devils go to fucking Caniacs.
Yeah, another situation where Carolina's got some goaltending injuries. Not sure who's going to go for them. Let's see. Yeah, still not sure yet. Antti Raanta, it looks like, but he's coming off of an injury, so we don't know what he's going to be. New Jersey, 5-1 against the spread, and it's last 6 on the road.
Ooh, you taking the fucking pops here?
Carolina, 5-0 in their last 5. They're playing hockey again. New Jersey, 1.5 is intriguing, but I will stay away.
Okay, smart. Mm-hmm. Saves are at the Bruins. Bruins are $3 favorites.
Yeah, we got Linus Ullmark versus Dustin Tokarski, I believe. There's some little models out there just saying go Buffalo in this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Boston 5-0 in their last 5 at home against Buffalo, and 5-0 in their last 5 in general against Buffalo. I will stay away just because it's so heavy. Boston's playing well again as well.
So. Flames and Wild is a coin toss. That motherfucker better.
You said it.
Oh, he's going to show his face today.
He will show his face today.
Jesus Christ. All rise for the, I guess, honorable coin.
Minnesota still playing for home ice. Calgary, even though they've locked it up, are still playing hard. They want to play and finish out the season.
This is a travesty.
This fucking guy shows up today. Draft spectacular day, he decides to show up.
You got a -110, -110, yeah.
I mean, there was a -110, -110 the other day when fucking when we had fucking Texas hockey and the Cougars. Texas hockey in Vegas, and he wouldn't fucking show up to work, and he shows up today.
Yeah, we Gumpy and I picked
that one out, right? I don't
care. Say the fucking thing.
Calgary Flames are -110 at the Minnesota Wild, -110.
Calgary will be heads, Minnesota will be tails, and then a flip. Heads.
Calgary Flames, -110.
Calgary 7-1 in the last
game. You better fucking win.
Kind of at a loss for words right now. Calgary Flames for the coin. To maybe extend his career at this point.
Listen, there's a chance that he may not have got to come out tomorrow. So it was either today or possibly nothing. So
at this point, I wish he would have just waited for the playoffs.
San Jose and Edmonton, no thanks. Nashville and Colorado, this is another situation where I'm looking
favorites.
At
Jesus.
Colorado is 7-1 in their last 8 at home. We know they're very good.
The Preds dead? Is that why?
The Preds goalie UC Saros, is dead. So they're going with their backup, fucking David Pekka's Riddick.
Out.
But they could. These two teams could be playing each other in round one. So this is a good little preview here. Nashville +1.5 at even money is intriguing, but I'll stay away.
Okay.
And then LA at Vancouver. Right? LA 5-0 in their last 5, playing hot. Cougars big favorites at home. Cougars are out.
But
what? I mean, just think about if they weren't like the worst the first 2 weeks of the season, if they weren't the worst team in the world.
Because it wasn't their fault. They had a shitty coach. He didn't have Barbecue Bruce turn through the round.
Yeah, I remember Gumpy had bugs in the locker room.
Barbecue Bruce should have been there earlier.
Yeah, I told you. I
know.
The guys knew it. The locker room knew it.
I hate doing it, but we're so late in the season. I'm staying away from this one as well.
Okay.
I hate making these picks.
But. I'm going Coover 60 minutes +1 at even money.
There we go.
King's got nothing to play for.
I hear you.
Coover's got Bruce and Pride.
That's all you need.
And at home
ice. If you got Bruce and Pride, you're good to go.
Home ice.
Okay.
At even money. -205 money line, even money 60 minute line. That is...
It's quite a there's quite a move on there.
Yeah.
There's a NBA boost for Embiid and Siakam to each score 25. Worry about Embiid's hand. Luka and Donovan Mitchell to each make 3+3s, and Jalen Brunson to score 15+ points. I worry about Donovan Mitchell's health. That's all I'll say about those. All
right.
Okay. All right. We will see you tonight.
Hell yeah.
8:00.
Hell yeah.
Don't be late.
Don't be late.
Actually be there at 7:45 for the Foxy Flick.
There you go.
YouTube.com/ThePatMcAfeeShow. Draft spectacular.
Ooh.
Tons of giveaways. Tons of laughs. Tons of good times. And we'll be back tomorrow for Picks Friday.
Hell yeah.
Lots of picks. Big slates. Can't wait. Let's fucking go. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.